From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. It's been a year since Alabama legislators passed the CHOOSE Act, allowing families to apply for state funds to use toward homeschool expenses or tuition at participating private schools. The funds go to education savings accounts, or ESAs, giving families $7,000 for each eligible student. With the first year of the program underway, the Alabama Daily News' education reporter, Tricia Powell Crane, has been diving into how the funds are being used. WBHM's Andrew Gelderman sat down with her to talk about what we're seeing so far.
Now that we're a bit of a ways into the program, and with your work, you've been doing sort of that deep dive, what are we seeing now with how those numbers are sort of split up between public and private schools?
You know, there are a lot of pieces of this that are interesting to a data nerd like myself. I want to know who's using them. Where did they come from? Were they in public school? Were they in private school? As it turns out, most of the children that are using them in private schools, about 9,600 of them, were already in private schools. And there are another 3,100 that came from public school. And the next piece of data that I wanted to know was, okay, which schools are they using them in? You know, are some schools benefiting, I guess, you know, using the CHOOSE Act money more than others? And yes, there are. I've seen other reporting by AL.com that said there is some evidence that schools are raising their tuition to that $7,000 cap. Those are the kinds of things that you look for. You know, are schools changing their behaviors? Are they changing their enrollment patterns due to this new policy being implemented? So first year, we're kind of setting a baseline, and then we'll go from here.
And so with those schools, you're talking about where are students using those ESA funds? Are we seeing a split between more rural and those urban areas?
Well, that's a great question. And I actually, that one piece of data I haven't mapped. You know, I love a good map. And I did publish a map of like just where the schools are. And it was pretty obvious that there aren't a lot of schools in rural areas. There are a lot of schools in urban areas. There are a lot of schools in Birmingham, in Montgomery, in Mobile, and in Huntsville. And then there are some counties, I think the count was 13 counties, that don't have a single participating school in them. So if you don't have a participating school, you can't really use the CHOOSE Act funds. Another piece of information we don't have is a complete listing of private schools that operate in Alabama.
So you've mentioned those two sorts of things that the data doesn't show us currently. If we ever do see that data, what are you sort of hoping that'll clear up or explain?
This might be my favorite question. I do have a piece of data that I think is really essential to determining if the program is working. You know, there are no accountability requirements in the CHOOSE Act for the private schools. It, you know, public schools have all this accountability, A through F report card, graduation rates, and the public knows it all. But in private school, there are none of those accountability provisions. What I'd like to know is, of the children who are eligible and who activate their education savings accounts and they go on to private school, how many of those return within that same school year to the public school that they were zoned for? Private schools have more flexibility. They can choose not to enroll you, or they can choose to expel you if your behavior doesn't meet their code. There's always a fallback. The child can return to public school. So I'd like to know that information. I want to know how many of those kids change midstream or thereafter, because I think lawmakers need to know if their investment in this $7,000 education savings account is holding up.
In conversations that you're having, are you sort of hearing anything about the future of this program as of yet?
Honestly, I've not heard a word. I don't know. I think we're going to need a solid year of data, and it may be next fall before we really know how this is shaken out.
Well, Tricia, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
That was the Alabama Daily News' Tricia Powell Crane speaking with WBHM's Andrew Gelderman.